WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The latest Hurricane Matthew update from the National Hurricane Center is that the storm is slowly gaining strength as it threatens Florida. It's still Category 3, but just barely. It's expected to be Category 4 by the time it reaches Florida, says meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
You can see a very well-defined eye that's now just about 50 miles south of the capital of the Bahamas, which is Nassau, and roughly 12 to 24 hours out from really impacting the Florida coastline.
Now in Daytona Beach, Florida, Matthew is already giving a little preview.
We are starting to feel some of the effects of this storm. Light winds, and we can hear the surf crashing on the shore. We know that surf is up, and it's going to get higher and higher and higher as these winds and these bands of rain start coming through here in Volusia County. This is a place where is normally filled with people who love the beach, love the ocean, and love the nightlife. While you're not seeing much of that here, most people are heeding these warnings. A lot of the residents have already evacuated.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. The governor of South Carolina has ordered the evacuation of two coastal counties as Matthew approaches.
Here in Charleston, we are right downtown on King Street, and you can see lots of preparations have been made here. The street, for one, is pretty deserted, and you can see some of the stores have already been boarded up as people are preparing to evacuate. In fact, that was one of the big things that the government has wanted here in South Carolina, so much so that they took Interstate 26 and they reversed her direction on both sides. So all lanes now only flow west, away from the coast.
Correspondent Stephanie Elam. Forecasters now think the Washington region will be spared any significant impact from Hurricane Matthew. For the first time since a devastating flash flood, July 30th, people will be allowed today to walk and drive on Main Street in Old Town Ellicott City.
The progress is going very well.
Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman says right after the flood happened, if anyone had said Main Street would be reopened to traffic in 10 weeks.
I think people would have been amazed, and I'm amazed.
County Council Chair John Weinstein, who represents Ellicott City, says there's been lots of progress, but Main Street is far from back to normal.
The sidewalks aren't fully repaired, so they put sort of blacktop down to fill in gaps. The street is a bit patchwork right now.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After playing an important part in building the nation's capital two centuries ago, the C&O Canal through Georgetown has fallen on some hard times recently. Well, now the National Park Service is embarking on an overhaul.
The way the canal has been in recent years has been a disappointment.
Just look right there at the rotted out Georgetown boat. Used to ferry kids up and down the canal for 30 years, but it's been sitting still since 2011.
It's 17 and a half tons, or at least it was before it became waterlogged.
For the final time, Canal Superintendent Kevin Brandt watches it get towed away.
The mules are going to get into position, Dolly and Eva.
Water will be drained, and they'll be rebuilding two locks from the ground up. The full vision for restored plazas and a new museum is still being planned, but one thing's for sure.
In 2018, we will have a new canal boat.
Hopefully still pulled by Dolly and Eva. In Georgetown, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Authorities in Loudoun County are considering what charges to file against five teenage boys who've been identified as the ones who vandalized an historic one-room schoolhouse with racist graffiti. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office says detectives have interviewed all five boys who are all 16 or 17 years old. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,281, the NASDAQ at 5316. Sports, a three-run homer in the ninth gives the Giants the National League wildcard win over the Mets. NHL preseason, the Caps win their third straight. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
The time is upon us. If you want to remain fully free, you must exercise your rights as a citizen.
The time has come for you to stand up and let your voice be heard.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk?
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing. Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
But I have great news for you. Tom 1,
that's me.
And Tom 2,
at your service.
They've never
been defeated. We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia I-95, still quite a long haul here trying to get past 610. Accident activity still looks like on both shoulders. Tow trucks are there, but two lanes only, getting by slowly past the scene of the crash. So out of Stafford to Aquia, extra time needed for sure. 66, we're bunched up in Manassas, in Falls Church, eastbound, seeing those delays. Seeing the volume on 301, trying to get through Brandywine. That's just on the increase. Nothing reported northbound 301 at the 5 split coming up toward Brandywine Road. 210, of course, seeing the volume on the increase at this time in the morning as well. 270 out of Frederick and down past the exit for 109. Pretty much starting to see a solid lineup there. Traffic update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Thursday now. Seeing some clouds in this morning with breaks of sunshine expected, and cloud-sun mixed today. So they'll play nice in the sky. The clouds of sunshine, they'll share. 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Sajak, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Springfield, 57. In Kensington, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Hurricane Matthew threatens millions in three states. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Sean Crowley from Compassion and Choices, an advocate for so-called death with dignity laws making its way through Washington, D.C. 7:35, Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee on the Snowden 2 story. 8:05, Ed Klein has a new book about Hillary Clinton, and usually these books are not very Klein. Not very kind to the former Secretary of State. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, the creepy clown phenomenon is getting completely out of control in this country. And we feel like here on Mornings on the Mall, it's our job to bring you the very latest in creepy clown news. And I've been tasked with that responsibility. I start in a little town that I'm actually quite familiar with, Pampa, Texas, in the Texas Panhandle, where there's a man just out working in his garage. I imagine he's working on his old custom car there, maybe changing the oil, maybe adjusting the timing or something. But he's in his garage, and he hears laughing. And he looks across the street, and he sees two people dressed as clowns. He walks out in front of his garage, says, "You clowns over there, I want you to get out of here." And the clowns just slowly, methodically started walking toward him and came onto his property. A said resident of Pampa, Texas, goes into his house, picks up a pistol, comes outside, and fires it into the air. And as you might imagine, the clowns scattered.
He did the Joe Biden thing.
He did, yeah. He got a shotgun. And this can is a pistol. So he chased them off with a pistol. Now, I love this line in the story. Pampa police say they want to remind residents that firing a weapon inside the city limits is illegal and can be dangerous. They also want to warn those who are posting messages on social media and or dressing as clowns in an attempt to scare people that those actions can put all parties in a serious or criminal situation. But that's what happens if you mess with a guy in his garage in Pampa, Texas, if you're a creepy clown, so you'd be forewarned about that. We move now to Frederick.
Can I just point out that he started it?
He started it?
Yeah. Why did you start yelling at them? These guys are standing there dressed as clowns, minding their own business.
Because
and he goes out and starts yelling at them.
Because he was creeped out by the creepy clown.
Well, that's his problem.
No.
He needs to get over his clown phobia.
I don't think so. I think he's within his rights to yell
because
at the clown.
Because the guy was dressed as a clown.
But they came on his property.
Well, so he says.
That's what he says.
That's what he says.
All right. So to Fredericksburg, Virginia, where a woman has been touched by a man who was dressed as a clown. And this clown was also growling at her. Here's a little bit about that. A growling clown, ladies and gentlemen.
About 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, police say a man wearing a clown mask with green hair and glove walks up to a woman who was just sitting in her car. Police say the victim had her window down, and then the man in the clown mask allegedly reaches into her car, and touches her on the shoulder. He then growls at her.
Runs off.
Well, the victim is in her 30s, was not harmed in any of this, but police, I'll tell you flat out, they are dead serious about finding whoever's responsible for this, not only because they were concerned about the incident like this, but they said they're frankly worried if this kind of stuff keeps up, well, somebody is going to get hurt.
Yeah. Apparently, the clown touched her, growled at her, and when she reacted, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry," and he ran off.
I'm sorry. I won't do that again.
You got to do it with the clown voice. See, now, but here's the difference here. Now, as you described this, and I, of course, I wasn't there, and I would so love to see whatever, you know, security cam footage there is of this incident, especially with the growl involved. This just sounds like some dude wearing a clown mask. Now, that's very different than someone dressing. I have some bizarre admiration for the people who go the whole nine yards, who dress up as a clown with the big floppy feet and do the clown makeup and put on the wig and inflate the helium balloons and then just walk around the street just creeping people out. See, that's some perv who wants to touch and growl some woman sitting in a car who decides to do it, just throw a mask on and does it. That ain't nothing. Come on.
Are you telling me that if there is such a report in Chevy Chase,
yes,
we should come talk to you? Is that what you're saying?
Oh.
I think that's what you're telling me.
Thank you for revealing my city. No, I would not do it myself, but I do have some bit of admiration for people who are going all this way just to creep people out. Only because when someone says, "Stop it, you're creeping me out," they can say, "What? I'm just a clown."
Yeah. Well, you probably would then be in support of this lady out in Arizona.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because she says, "Listen, ladies and gentlemen, clown lives matter."
That's right, baby.
People in Tucson getting in on the clown craze by doing something kind of out of the norm. A so-called Clown Lives Matter March is planned for October 15th. People are invited to show up wearing full clown makeup or masks. Organizers say it's a peaceful way to show clowns are not psycho killers.
There you go. A peaceful way to show that clowns are not psycho killers.
No, they just look like them. CLM. But I love that there's a Clown Lives Matter
but
movement.
But see, I'm not real sure about this. Cut 19, if we could, please, because also in Arizona was this incident involving a clown.
So you're saying that this is a clown attacked you here tonight and cut you with a knife?
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people take this very seriously, so you have to be honest. You're not making this up at all. Are you making this up?
No.
Police say there was a second report involving clowns in that area. They say two women were walking when they were approached by people in scary clown masks carrying a baseball bat.
Yeah. Again, clown mask. That's the dead giveaway. If someone's just, you know, they get
a clown mask, you don't take them as seriously as if they actually put on the makeup, right?
Well, no, I think that they mean harm. I think those are people who are just trying to disguise their identity, and so they throw a clown mask on just to mess, you know, just to keep themselves from being seen. And they're giving the actual clowns a bad name. But the people who actually dress up, by the way, you know, we're approaching Halloween here.
And I got to tell you, there is going to be some clown incidents as we get closer and closer to Halloween.
Yeah, baby. And clown costumes right now? Clown costume sales are up 300% in America.
This is not good.
I endorse the creepy clown behavior. I think it is great, and as long as you don't actually do anything. See, my love and admiration for these creepy clowns begin and end with them going through all that effort, and then all they do is just stand there. Maybe they wave.
Maybe a little
give you,
little,
yeah, exactly.
A little small wave.
Make eye contact. Just wave.
All right.
That's it. Or drive in a car. Oh, the ones that were driving in the cars are the worst. Imagine being at a red light at, like, you know, 12 o'clock midnight, and you're stopped, and you just, you know, you do the little glance to the car next to you, and it's a guy in full clown makeup.
You're enjoying this way too much.
I do. I don't like the people who just, you know, now that story out of Arizona.
That's a little troublesome. Yeah.
Those are just a couple of hoodlums who decided to stick clown masks on and then go wreak havoc. That's of course I do not endorse, nor do I have any admiration for, but clown lives do matter. And
they're not psycho killers. That's what she wants you to know. Until
they are.
That's right. Well, I take the approach of the guy in Pampa. You come on my property as a clown, you know, there's going
going to be repercussions.
Oh, come on. That guy's a bozo. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. No clowns in there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning
Traffic
Center.
We're not clowning around when it comes to traffic.
I was just going to say, no clowning around. You know where we're struggling this morning? Virginia. It's commuters going north on 95 to try to get past 610 with this crash. It's been there for a little over an hour now. Still a lot going on at the scene of the accident, even though they are making progress. Looks like everything mostly confined to the right shoulder, but a long haul northbound 95 to get past 610. And because of that, a lot of commuters dumping out and using Route 1 as the bailout, and that is quite slow as well. So just be prepared. On 66, heavy volume through Manassas. Nothing reported along the way. Inside the Beltway, we're slow. Stop and go through Falls Church. Here we go across the 14th Street Bridge. It's suddenly crawling. DDOT is telling me they're responding to a crash on the freeway before Main Avenue. So this is going to be before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel, before Main Avenue. And as a result, 395 suddenly coming to a very slow go after the Pentagon into town. 270, it's been just a heavy volume out of Frederick this morning and down toward 109 and now in Rockville. Crash reported, so keep alert if you're south on 270 near 28. Emergency units responding to a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 73. Tonight, a few clouds and a slight chance of a rain shower overnight, low of 59. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high of 73. At the moment, it doesn't look like Hurricane Matthew will be hitting the Delmarva Peninsula or Washington, D.C. area. But we might get some rain on Saturday and some high winds on Sunday. But that's about it. Right now, 61 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:16.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Things are getting ugly over there on the Fox News Channel, at least in prime time. You know, it's long been a, I think it's a pretty widely known fact that the primetime Fox News hosts are somewhat territorial.
They're very competitive.
And they're very competitive. And it was that way when it was, O'Reilly and Hannity back-to-back.
Greta was very competitive.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you throw Megyn Kelly there into the mix, shiny object
she's
there.
Very everyone's competitive.
And
she's
then
a
they're
competitive reporter.
Getting lots of PR and publicity, and she got her Fox Network primetime special, remember?
Yep.
And she moved Hannity to the 10 o'clock slide. You know, it's going to just make it even more competitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, things have reached a bit of a head here. Now, let me talk you through this whole narrative between Megyn Kelly and Sean Hannity. The first swipe that I saw visibly came from Megyn Kelly. This was after the debate last week on Monday night. Trump and Clinton, they finish the debate and they quickly throw to Bret Baier and Megyn Kelly, who are doing their post-debate analysis. And then, a producer says in Megyn Kelly's ear, hey, Trump's about to talk to Hannity in the spin room. They had a little area cordoned off. And Megyn Kelly throws it to Sean. She says, hold on a minute, Bret. We're going to now cut to our colleague Sean Hannity. Donald Trump is going to speak with Sean Hannity in the spin room. And when he's done there, we'll see if he talks to some of the journalists in the room. Now, that's a bit of a thing, don't you think? Now, I know, Hannity may say, that's right, I'm not a journalist. But you know what she meant by that. Mm-hmm. And okay, so fast forward to last. And as far as I know, Hannity didn't say anything. No response. Took the high ground, no response. Then last night, Megyn Kelly, once again, on her program.
And now they're both in their own version of a presidential protection program. With you say they've designed her situation so she's not in a place where she feels uncomfortable or is anything unexpected could come at her, which is why she sat for a half an hour with Mary J. Blige, the singer, which is why she did Entertainment Tonight this evening, which is why we just found out that when she went on the Steve Harvey show, she had every single question given to her in writing in advance, and then she feigned surprise as the questions were asked. And Donald Trump, with all due respect to my friend at 10 o'clock, will go on Hannity and pretty much only Hannity and will not venture out to the unsafe spaces these days, which doesn't exactly expand the tent for either one of them. There, that's my two cents.
Okay. Now, first of all, a couple of things on this comment. Number one, doesn't Trump go on Fox and Friends? Doesn't Trump go on O'Reilly? Doesn't
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just Hannity. Why she decided to single out Hannity is very interesting to me.
I don't know.
I think Trump was just on O'Reilly last week, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't he?
He's on Fox and Friends nearly every day. Yeah.
So Sean Hannity sees this, and he, as Mediaite put it, goes nuclear on Twitter. Here are his tweets. You know all these people. You need to be jumping in here and giving us your... you seem to...
Do you notice my reticence?
Creepy clown got your tongue, Brian? here's Sean's first tweet. Megyn Kelly, you should be mad at Hillary Clinton. Clearly you support her, and Donald Trump did talk to you. Which is true. Didn't Donald Trump did this huge ballyhooed sit down at Trump Tower? It was, in fact, she milked that for all it was worth. That was her big Fox Network primetime special.
But that was a while back.
Oh, I see. Next one. Where is Hillary? Trump is on ABC, CBS, and this is Hannity talking. CBS, NBC, CNN, and yes, me too. Hillary Clinton hides and gets questions from nobody. And he went on and on. This is a fair point, by the way. Donald Trump has sat with Megyn Kelly at least once in this campaign cycle, right? Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that there's a little bit of acrimony there. Where is Megyn Kelly's big interview with Hillary Clinton? Anyone? Could we play audio? Luke, you got that audio from the Hillary Clinton interview with Megyn Kelly? So why does she reserve her ire for her own colleague there on Fox News for getting multiple interviews with Donald Trump when she's gotten one major one? If she couldn't score any points in the interview, that's her problem.
Is this a rhetorical question? I hope
it
is.
No, that's my question to you.
I don't have an answer to that. I mean, look, I would say that they're very competitive, and, they're fighting for the number one slot right now. I mean, Hannity is number one, and it's largely been because Donald Trump makes a lot of appearances on his show. That's a fact. And I think this is it may stick in the craw of my... This is hard, because they're both my friends. I like both of these people, and I have a lot of regard for them, but I think that they're fighting to be number one, and right now, because Donald Trump does go on Hannity, it may be sticking in Megan's craw just a little.
I think she should hold her fire until she gets an interview with Hillary Clinton. Maybe she should just stop criticizing the campaigns and criticizing her colleagues and just focus on that. Shouldn't she be a little angrier at the fact that her fellow woman, Hillary Clinton uses Megyn Kelly as a prop. She goes on The View and says, I think Megyn Kelly is a fine journalist, and the fact that Donald Trump has been mean to her, that's just awful. Look how bad a person Donald Trump is because of the way he treats that fantastic journalist, Megyn Kelly. So Megyn Kelly allows herself to be used by Hillary Clinton as an attack point against Donald Trump. And yet Hillary Clinton has such respect for Megyn Kelly as a journalist, and yet she doesn't go on her program and grant her, what's the ultimate respect for a journalist? To grant them an interview. And what is Megyn Kelly upset about? About Hannity getting the interview with Donald Trump. Hmm. Interesting skewed perspectives and priorities there from Ms. Kelly at 9 p.m. It's 6:23 at WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Introducing the long-awaited Esotique XV from Chamonix. Esotique XV, what's that? I've heard of Esotique before, you may be saying to yourself, but what's XV? Okay, here's what Esotique XV is. It's the fourth generation of this advanced skin cream. It combines cutting-edge plant stem cell therapy with natural peptides. That all sounds really scientific. Here's what it does. It makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles a thing of the past. And due to the combination of these key ingredients, it also targets skin redness and old scars. Here's another small miracle. If you call now, you can try this amazing Esotique XV for a whole month for free. That's right. You're just going to pay a small shipping fee. Chamonix is going to rush you the brand new Esotique XV to experience in the comfort of your own home. You'll see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear off your face, or you're not going to pay. And of course, they always throw in a free gift for you. You'll get the Liposomal Deep Firming Serum as a free gift. Man, I have been trying this Deep Firming Serum now for a couple of months. Man, when you put it on your skin, you can feel it working. It's fantastic. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Here's the deal. If you don't look 20 years younger, you're not going to pay. Call now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear.
wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
6:25, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ooh, I like that. All right, Maryland on 270. A couple of our hot spots. We'll begin first in Rockville on 270 southbound, right as you come up toward 28. That's where we have the incident. And I'm seeing the flashing lights. Looks like they were along the right side. Now in the center may have some debris that they're trying to clear. So just really be patient here and don't try to work around the emergency units. Watch for their response. South on 270, Rockville near 28. Beltway topside, filling in the delays, College Park and around to Silver Spring. All right, Virginia, you're in the hot seat as well. 395 passing the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. You know what happens after the 14th Street Bridge? There's another little bridge. They call it the Case Bridge. And that's where we have the accident activity. Thus, the delays. Do watch for police there as well. And with the 14th Street Bridge just at a crawl, this slows the southbound George Washington Parkway on the merge. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news. Hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running some more pretty good-looking weather through here. A little cloud around, otherwise breaks at times throughout the day today. A northeast breeze and about 73 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 61 degrees in the nation's capital at 627.
626 on WMAL means it's time for Critter News, which, as we often say, is a certified fan favorite here on the station. Today we go to Fort Worth, Texas, to tell you the story of a guy by the name of Glenn Shalman, who has a one-year-old cat by the name of Blake. It's a cat story.
What name's their cat Blake?
Well, maybe after Blake Shelton. Maybe he's a fan of The Voice or something. I don't know. But the cat's name is Blake, one-year-old adopted cat. Right. Now, this cat has never had any...
An adopted cat. So this man did not actually father the cat.
No.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. Thank you for...
This cat does not have any formal training as a therapy animal.
Okay.
But apparently does, on occasion, act as one. See, here's the thing. That this guy, Shalman, he's got some serious medical problems. He has polymicrogyria. He has unilateral schizencephaly. He has hypothalamic hamartoma. Well, all those things... I worked hard on that.
Duke could use an assistance animal there.
That's right. So, and apparently, this causes him to go into seizures.
That's terrible.
Maybe as often as one a day, and some of them can be deadly. So here's the thing. Blake, the one-year-old adopted cat, now acts as a therapy animal. Because now when Shalman goes to sleep and has a seizure, Blake will bite his owner's toe and wake him up.
And that's how they're saying this cat saves his life
because it wakes him up as he starts to go into a seizure.
How do they know the cat doesn't think he's died and he's snacking on
it? This is the thing. Cats, we reported this earlier on Critter News. Cats really look at us as potential food. This is what you don't know.
Well, as long as it keeps Glenn alive, I'm very happy for him.
Yes.
And Blake, his cat.
Yeah, he likes to nibble on toes.
It's 6:29 on WMAL.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at customink.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Coming up on WMAL, Rachel Dolezal, the woman who identified as African-American, has received the honor of being a keynote speaker at a Martin Luther King celebration dinner because she didn't rob anybody. Seriously, that's the excuse they gave. We're going to take your nominations. Who else should speak at the Martin Luther King dinner that may be more fitting than Rachel Dolezal? Because let's face it, the bar's pretty low.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Hurricane Matthew may now be just hours away from hitting Florida as residents there prepare for what is likely to be a Category 4 storm by the time it arrives.
More than 2 million people are under evacuation orders this morning. It's going to be the largest mandatory evacuation potentially since Hurricane Sandy back in 2012. All along the coast, there are mandatory evacuation orders. All along the beach here, we've seen businesses that are boarded up. Our hotel is actually boarded up right now, and they have sandbags outside because the biggest concern for areas along the coast here is that storm surge. We're talking about 125 plus mile an hour winds that are picking up water from the ocean and just slamming it into the coast.
Correspondent Bora Sanchez, forecasters now do not believe the Washington region will see any significant impact from Hurricane Matthew. An Alexandria woman is charged with murder in the shooting death of her husband. Police arrested 47-year-old Paula Marshall after going to the couple's home on Duke Street and finding 75-year-old Rolf Marshall with a fatal gunshot wound. A D.C. Council committee has narrowly approved a bill to give dying patients the right to end their own lives with the help of a doctor. The right to die bill would apply to patients with 6 months or less to live. Physician-assisted death is already legal in five states, and several others are considering allowing it. A new study from the University of Virginia has found that a lot of Virginia's children are missing a lot of school. The UVA study found that some 10% of the state's school-aged children missed 18 or more days of school in the 2014-15 school year. The study's author says he hopes that it'll prompt more research into chronic absenteeism. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,281, the Nasdaq at 5316. Sports, the Giants put an end to the Mets season with a victory in the National League wildcard playoff game. NHL preseason, the Caps get another win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, we'd get a lot more use out of our yard this fall if we had a new deck.
Doesn't bother me. I'll be right here watching football.
Imagine a spacious new raised platform deck.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Long Fence is offering 25% off.
Mm-hmm.
With what we save, maybe we can get one of those huge outdoor TVs.
Wait, what? Okay, I'm in.
For a limited time, all fences, decks, and pavers are 25% off. Visit longfence.com today.
Everything we build makes a difference.
Meet your favorite celebrity chefs only at Live Casino. We're hosting appearances from celebrity chefs Todd English on October 7th, Buddy Valastro on October 14th, Bobby Flay on October 21st, and Pat Malakshmi on October 28th. Don't miss your chance to meet these culinary legends at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, overall look at 395 here as you come off of 95. That looks slow heading toward Edsel Road. Have a report of a crash right in that stretch. Heavy again in Landmark. Then we have a crash up ahead after the 14th Street Bridge on the Case Bridge blocking one lane. So your delays now beginning before the Pentagon. That is one of our heaviest areas right now this morning. We're still trying to recover and still with accident activity trying to get out of Fredericksburg into Stafford. Long-standing crash had been northbound 95 at 610. Looks like all that confined to the right shoulder, and they're picking up some of those cones that were crowding that right lane north on Route 1, picking up the bailout traffic. Another busy spot, Maryland. You're in at 270 southbound in Rockville. The crash as you approach 28 looks like it blocks the left half of southbound 95. Southbound 270 heading through Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures now staying in check, seasonable, meaning where we should be this time of year with a rain threat coming by the tail end of the week into the upcoming weekend. Hurricane Matthew stays well south of us. Cloud sun, 73 today, more the same tomorrow, 73 degrees with clouds and sunshine. Showers late tomorrow night, just a chance of showers on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Vienna, 54 in Germantown, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning, everybody. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 7:05 this morning. The District of Columbia talking about death with dignity or assisted doctor suicide. We're going to talk to Sean Crowley, who takes up the position of compassion and choices. And we'll take your calls on this very interesting and controversial subject. 735, Representative Mike Rogers. What did the NSA lose when they arrested this guy the other day? What did he have? What did he give away? What kind of secrets have been lost? He'll join us at 735. Ed Klein chronicles the Clintons in a not-so-flattering way often. He has a new book called Guilty as Sin. He will join us at 8:05. And then Jake Tapper from CNN at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It don't matter if you're black or white.
Remember Rachel Dolezal? She is the woman who ran the Spokane, Washington NAACP chapter until her parents came out and said, she's not black. She's white. And, of course, she revealed later that she identifies as black. Well, she's now been invited to speak at the Martin Luther King Dream Fest celebration in January in Cary, North Carolina. And people in that town are saying, what? Why are we honoring her with this thing? And here's a spokesperson for the board that selected her. Listen to this. We chose a person like Rachel Dolezal that has been depicted as a major villain through media because of her presence or her preference of racial identity. She has not been depicted as a villain for her preference of racial identity. She's been depicted as a villain for lying, for pretending, for putting one over, for fraud, for claiming she's something that she's not. Anyway, he continues. And yet, get this, she didn't steal from anybody. She didn't murder anybody.
No.
She didn't rob anybody. She only had an affinity for a group of people, and she served her community well. Well, if that's all it takes, we're taking your nominations now. 888-630-9625. Who should speak at Washington, D.C.'s Martin Luther King Observance, or maybe Montgomery County's, or maybe Fairfax County's? How about Old Town Alexandria when they give their Martin Luther King Observance? You don't have to be black. You just have to have not stolen, not murdered, and had an affinity for a group of people. 888-630-WMAL. We remember, I love this story. I love Rachel Dolezal more than anything because she got people like Melissa Harris Perry to say things like,
"Is it possible that she might actually be black?"
And then she clarified that rhetorical question the next day.
"I use the word trans and cis not to make a direct comparison to transgender identity, but as a way to try to find language to express the idea of a complex racial identity. But I also want to recognize that being trans is not an idea. It's a lived and historical experience of a group of people who are, right now, vulnerable to violence and to discrimination and inequity."
You see, whenever a topic could get a very intelligent, brilliant, I keep being told how smart Melissa Harris Perry is, and boy, do I miss her on MSNBC these days. When it ever gets them to twist themselves into contortions like they are trying to fit into that plexiglass box that the gymnast goes into on the Cirque du Soleil stage, it always makes me laugh because either way, they're going to offend somebody by treading on some sacred safe space ground. Rachel Dolezal, for her part, finally, months after the fact, admitted on the Fox talk show The Real that, in fact, well, she is who she is.
"I acknowledge I'm, yes, I was biologically born white to white parents.
Listen to the audience made up mostly of African Americans going nuts. Thank you for acknowledging that you were born to biologically white parents. It was African Americans more than anyone else who actually found great offense to this entire story. Yeah. But now she's being honored because the pendulums always swing, Brian Wilson. Well, who would you like to nominate for the speech?
Well, I don't know that I have any nomination.
I think I'm nominating you.
Oh, really? No.
You haven't robbed anybody. You haven't stolen from anybody. You haven't murdered anybody.
Not that I've been accused of that, or that they found out about. So, no, none of that. I've done none of those things. No, seriously. I mean,
How about Chris Plant?
Chris Plant, that would be an interesting...
I think he'd be fantastic.
An interesting luncheon, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Look, I just find it interesting that this idea that, you know, you can be born one thing and then to decide, you know, just willy-nilly one day that you are something else. What's, I think that's strange. That's a weird phenomenon in society today. And I don't get it.
Rachel Dolezal took a job from a black person.
That's true.
And she's being honored by the Martin Luther King organization down in Cary, North Carolina. There was one more unemployed African American because of Rachel Dolezal, who decided she was going to pretend to be black, and they're honoring her. Fred and Woodbridge, you're on WMAL. Who would you like to nominate to speak at the now that we have new rules about these things?
Hello?
Yeah, Fred, go.
Oh, okay. It goes back away, but I think you ought to nominate Steve Martin. Because he played in a black family in The Jerk.
That's right.
"I was born a poor black child."
Exactly, Fred. Well, this is the new normal. Absolutely.
That's right.
All right. Now I'm torn. Should it be Steve Martin or should it be Chris Plant?
I think Chris Plant would be fun just, for the entertainment value.
6:43 on WMAO.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Do you have trouble concentrating and remembering information? Do you feel tired all the time? These symptoms, along with many others that are medically documented, may be due to low testosterone. Now, don't brush off low T as just signs of getting older. You got to take action by learning about pellet therapy, the gold standard for testosterone replacement for men and women. Pellet therapy has been widely studied and accepted by medical experts as the most effective delivery system for low T. By providing consistent, healthy levels of testosterone with time-release pellets, you're not going to feel fluctuations of energy that are often associated with other therapies. As area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Dr. Jones and the entire staff at Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to safely alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. Contact Principal Medical Group today to learn more at 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or visit principalmedicalgroup.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, you know we have to work, 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 work. That song is stuck in my head, but working and getting through the rush hour kind of goes hand in hand, and it is a tough one in some areas already. So a lot of us are doing this through Germantown. 270 just jammed solid to the crash at 28 in Rockville. Just give you a heads up, a little extra time. Again, Germantown, Gaithersburg into Rockville. Looks like they're pushing that crash to the shoulder. Now, once you get through there, you're wide open down to the split. Wonderful on the inner loop in through Bethesda and over to College Park. If you're taking the outer loop into Virginia, everyone slowed just a bit at River Road. The crash was on the inner loop at River Road to the shoulder, but a distraction for everyone. Hey, Virginia, this is 395 across the 14th Street Bridge over the Case Bridge. Initially reported as a crash, but DDOT saying it's one stalled car and it's stalling the commute back to the Beltway. 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Incident before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel to the Wilson Bridge. You're back before St. Barnabas Road. 210 signal light delays north on 301 heavy through Brandywine. Heading up toward Clinton, but nothing reported along the way. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures now staying in check, seasonable, meaning where we should be this time of year, with a rain threat coming by the tail end of the week into the upcoming weekend. Hurricane Matthew stays well south of us. Cloud sun, 73 today, more the same tomorrow, 73 degrees with clouds and sunshine. Showers late tomorrow night, just a chance of showers on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
61 degrees right now in your nation's capital at 6:40.
You know, if you've ever been to the hospital and you've had any kind of procedure, you know, it's always a good idea to look over the medical bill at the end of the day. You know, sometimes you find that you got an aspirin that cost you $25 or something, you know, and it's and these ridiculous charges pop up from time to time. Well, here's one that will just sort of make you scratch your head. So there's this family in Utah, and they had a baby in the delivery room, and they were asked, would you like to hold your baby immediately after the baby was born? It's a thing called skin-to-skin. It's apparently a new phenomenon in the birthing procedure where almost immediately after the child is born, the mother and the father are allowed to cuddle with the baby. It's a bonding moment, and many people think it's a very special time, and it's a very emotional time, and so they do that, right? And so the baby's born, and they say, yes, of course, we want to have contact with our child. We want to do the skin-to-skin contact immediately after the child is born, seconds after the child born. Who wouldn't want to do that? Of course you'd want to, until his bill came. And he found that he had been charged nearly $40 for the right to hold his baby. That's right. Ha! $39.35 for skin-to-skin after C-section.
$40 to hold your child.
Your own child. $40.
I am absolutely speechless. This is universally understood to be a natural and beneficial thing for both baby and mother who has been through a pretty traumatic experience
as well.
We know the baby's been through the traumatic experience. So they clean up the kid, they hand the baby to the mother so they can hold each other skin to skin, and they're charging them $40 for that.
Yes. Apparently, here is the explanation.
To hold your child.
Apparently, here is the explanation. When they do the, quote-unquote, skin-to-skin cuddling bonding time, they are required to bring in an additional staff member, an RN delivery nurse, who comes in to make sure that the baby is okay.
Who is requiring that?
The hospital is requiring it.
So let me just get this straight.
You can't just...
The hospital has to charge you this because the hospital requires an additional nurse to be standing by to make sure, what, you don't drop your child?
I guess. I don't know. You know, they're slippery when they come out. I guess that's it. I don't know what the deal is. But that's... Apparently, they have to bring a special person to make sure that the baby is safe while mother and father are holding
this. Makes no sense. This has got to be... Wasn't this a C-section? This is specific to a C-section,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay, so like, if it was a natural childbirth, they wouldn't have to have the extra person, right? Maybe that's it.
I don't know.
Is it simply because of the C-section?
It doesn't say. I can't give you that answer.
Well,
I need more information.
This father posted this on Reddit.
And it went crazy.
Went viral. He actually started a GoFundMe account to raise $39.35. And he has succeeded. He's actually raised $150.
Well, there you go.
What he will do with the extra money, I do not know.
His expenses have been covered.
But, you know, it's this kind of superfluous, nonsensical, and incomprehensible, illogical charges and overcharges from the healthcare system that I am so glad the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, has eliminated.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
$39.35 to hold your child. It's now $6.50.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
So the kids are back to school. How about getting your house back to clean? You can do it with Zero Res. Zero Res, that's the company I use to clean my carpets, my upholstery. They also clean your hardwood floors, your tiling, grout. They do everything beautifully, and they left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets right now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. So why not do it now before things get crazy? And if you suffer from allergies, Zero Res will get rid of all that stuff in your carpets, making your eyes water. It's going to make a huge difference in your life. Not only do you have a clean home, but you also breathe easy again. Why don't you give them a call? Zero Res always guarantees their work. That's why I stand by them. I'm so proud to recommend them to you. They're a local family-owned business right here in the Washington area. Call them today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at CascadesDental.com.
You know, if you want $40 to hold your newborn baby, you're going to need to make some wise investment choices. So let's check in at the CNBC News Desk with the effervescent Chuck Kamlick.
I thought you were going to say the wise. Okay. That would be so inappropriate. Big rally for stocks yesterday. We could see a little pullback this morning. Traders getting cautious ahead of tomorrow's jobs report. 165,000 new hires expected. Today, a Chicago research firm will report on the number of new layoffs last month, and weekly claims for jobless benefits could rise slightly, but they're still at 40-year lows. Twitter stock will fall today on reports that neither Google, Apple, nor Disney is really interested in buying it after all. Profits at Yum Brands, the company behind Pizza Hut, KFC, and Taco Bell, came up short because of slower sales in China, where Yum gets most of its money. Theranos is shutting down its blood testing labs and wellness centers, cutting 340 jobs after the government said its tests were unreliable. And the American Kennel Club is out with its own wearable device for dogs today, a wired canine collar that will help you keep track of Fido, or ladies, maybe your husband. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, normal volume, College Park to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road and through Annandale. Not so normal. Crash on the inner loop near River Road slows us coming out of Virginia. Continuous backup near the toll road, and that continues across the Legion Bridge to the crash. And on the outer loop, the rubbernecking delay. So everyone past River Road below speed. 95 in Stafford. It was the early morning crash. Everything now to the shoulder. Northbound 95 at 610, but jammed. 395 Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. We had a broken down on the Case Bridge. DDOT tells me that should be to the shoulder now. They're hooking that up on the tow truck. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Thursday now. Seeing some clouds in this morning with breaks of sunshine expected. Cloud sun mix today. So they'll play nice in the sky. The clouds of sunshine, they'll share. 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Sajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 61 degrees in the nation's capital. By the way, quick update on Hurricane Matthew. It looks like we're going to dodge that bullet. As of now, it's tracking to go east instead of head toward Washington, D.C. It's 6:56.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I don't know about you, but I've never quite seen an election like this one. Family against family member, friend against friend. I've seen arguments about the candidates between staff at a restaurant. I've seen Democrats who can't wait to vote for Trump. I've seen Republicans who are voting for Hillary. I watched an argument break out in a business meeting over the two candidates. I've watched news anchors without apology go after Donald Trump in a way that would be hard to defend any pretense of impartiality. Seems like these are all symptoms of something more serious. A country that doesn't believe in itself. 94 million Americans have taken themselves out of the workforce. One in five families have no one that has a job in them. For so many, it's about making America great again. and prosperous again and respected again and safe again. Every family in America seems engaged in the debate. And as Reagan said, all great change begins at the dinner table. So keep that debate going and pass the butter. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1515. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1515.
Coming up on WMAF,
we'll be joined by the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, to talk about what the NSA may have lost with this guy they arrested yesterday.
Physician-assisted suicide, also sometimes called death with dignity. It's a bill making its way through the D.C. Council, and we will debate it with Sean Crowley from Compassion and Choices.